Blog Talk Radio.
Just Us Youth Organization is on a mission to help eliminate the term at-risk youth by providing STEM, which means science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and entrepreneurship education through programs that encourage positive social development, increase educational opportunities, and economic security via media outlets. Our innovative TV show, Stay Focused Youth, is based on youth interviewing STEM professionals and business owners in their work environment. By becoming a youth, adult, or business member of the Just Us Youth Organization, you can receive discounted products and services from 33web.com. Receive free advertising for your business or organization through our many donation options. Sponsor a student e-portfolio that highlights academic achievement and talent and have your logo displayed on their site as a supporter. As a sponsor, you can be interviewed on Stay Focused Youth TV and you'll receive recognition and logo placement on our website and social media. We also provide a vehicle safety seminar and workshop along with How to Extend Your Car Life book. If you would like to help our youth stay focused and inspired to become future leaders in the STEM and entrepreneurship field, or if you would like to purchase a How to Extend Your Car Life book, please contact the founder and president, Mr. Jonathan Smith, at 242-423-6539 at 701-639-0190 or email him at jesustv33@gmail.com. Find out how to get involved with a student e-portfolio today. Please visit our website at www.jes-us.org.
All right, we're here live. Topic today, I'm going to be speaking on definitely true stress relief and overcoming adversities. Of course, we know a lot of things has changed lately. You know, a lot of things definitely has taken a turn in life. So I've seen a lot of protesting going on. You know, a lot of people are upset on some changes that definitely has happened. So we definitely have to try to figure out the plan, the game plan, to overcome any adversity or any obstacles that definitely come our way. So we definitely have to try to be stress-free, try to figure out a way to overcome these obstacles that definitely is amongst us. Now, I've heard a lot of people talking on how, you know, Muslims are going to be a part of a situation probably with an attack. And, you know, when it comes down to the religion aspect, I'm not sure if they meant the Muslims as far as overseas or dealing with the nation of Islam. But on Elijah Muhammad built, I'm not sure which one, but I do know that with the nation of Islam, as a picture that I have there with Master Farah Muhammad, it was definitely a prophesied move that was actually made for one to come to uplift. And those out there definitely who feel that there are some adversities they should be getting into, you can definitely call in at 914-803-4571 to give your take on it. Because this is something that, whether if you are Muslim, if you are Hindu or Christian, whatever the case may be, we all going to be we are being affected by the change. As you see, many people are protesting.
We see kids leaving schools by the thousands protesting, you know, and is the protest going to have some results behind it? Only time will tell exactly what's going to happen. But a lot of people are protesting on the change that has happened. Should it be a protest? Should it not? I mean, we all have our own different opinions. We all have our own different feeling towards it. But definitely we have to work towards building something where we can be beneficial to the change. Now, I say, you know, instead of being upset because it didn't happen, I say let's figure out a way how to be able to capitalize on the change. What's coming next? What actually is going to be happening? How do we become more stress-free or more, say, health true stress relief? How do we do that? You know, what is the game plan that we have set inside our lives? Because now we definitely have to set a game plan. You know, it's no more just being upset. It's no more just saying this and that and expressing your opinion. It's time now to set a game plan. And we definitely have to first take care of ourselves physically. I say every game plan definitely going to need a physical approach, meaning your health. You know, there's no way you're going to be able to support your family financially, emotionally, you know, physically, and your health is at risk. So we definitely have to get it to our health. And one of the main problems with our health, it's definitely stress, the mental stress that we're feeling. Yes, there's a lot of times people speaks on, you know, on herbs and speaks on certain remedies, but stress is the number one key, the number one factor to it. If you stress, it doesn't matter what you pretty much take because your body is not going to be able to assimilate what you're giving it because the stress factor is definitely going to block it out. So we definitely have to find the way of not being able to stress so that way we can fight the forces that come amongst us. Yes, we know that a lot of times we are put in positions where our financial, you know, our family life, our personal life, our friends gets us to be stressed, even financially, our financially decreasing funding. So it's very difficult to be able to keep a cool head or to be able to keep a thinking brain that we should be able to think in a way that is more beneficial to us. So let's be careful on how we move through life because, of course, it's just a 3D world. You know, it's not a reality to it. Everything is just impulses. Everything is just electrical impulse that the brain interprets to be able to bring a reality to you. So it's whatever you perceive is what you get. Whatever you think is what you get. It's all based upon the energy frequency that you decide to put inside it at the end of the day. So we definitely have to always push forward to try to better ourselves as a person and to better ourselves as a community. Now, what is the game plan, you know, for the people out there? What is the game plan? Has the game plan even changed where most people had a lot of movements going out there? Are these movements still going to be there? Is it going to get stronger? Are people going to become more stressed out? Are people going to figure out a way how they can relieve their stress? Are people going to overcome adversity? Or are they going to stay back and just allow things to flow the way how it's happening? We need to start thinking about our future and exactly what's going to happen in our lives. Because we know at this moment, things have not switched powers yet. Because, of course, it takes time for it to actually happen. But we definitely have to look at ourselves and look at the reality of what's happening and figure out ways how to go about doing it. One of the things I do want to talk about is some of the things that I have developed as a way of financial, it's called How to Extend Your Car Life, which a lot of women, you know, definitely get caught up in spending more money than they should or become victims as far as taking their car to the shop and not able to get a full amount of encouragement or proper service towards their vehicle. So you definitely can go to extendyourcarlife.com and look at that. And those who are stressed and have health issues, you can definitely email me at truestressrelief@gmail.com. That's truestressrelief@gmail.com. And we definitely can get you on the right track with that. And you can definitely hit me up on Facebook on Just Us. That's JES US. And we definitely can always build on anything that's happening inside life. And those who are listening to the Tony Gonzalez call in to give a comment or question at 914-803-4571. That's 914-803-4571. And you can always send an inbox inside the chat. You definitely will be recognized and we'll definitely get your question out there. Now, we all have to definitely figure out different ways on how to go about, you know, maintaining things because, like I said, a lot of changes has happened, a lot. And it's not going to be one of those things that we could just overlook and figure that, hey, it didn't happen, it's done. No, we are going to be affected by it, you know. No doubt about that. Not just us, but our kids are going to be affected by it. And probably our grandkids, depends on how far it actually goes. So we definitely going to have to figure out ways to move forward in overcoming this. Now, I know it seems to me that a lot of attention being put on the Nation of Islam. So I definitely would like to know the game plan where they have inside the situation here, because I've heard a lot of rumors spoken about it. So if there are any Muslims out there, I'd definitely love for you to call in and give your take on it, on your stance, on how you feel about the changing of the power and what the relief your guys probably will help for yourself. I mean, I feel it should be for the whole people, but I know sometimes, you know, organizations start within the organization, within the organization first, and then they spread out towards the people, which is fine because you definitely want to make sure that those who you're around is on the same page in order to bring this message to a wider audience. So that's perfectly fine, and I definitely, you know, on board with that. So definitely would like to hear from you all guys on how y'all going about to address the situation. And you can definitely call in at 914-803-4571. That's 914-803-4571. You know, me looking at the news and seeing the reaction of a lot of people that has been protesting and expressing themselves. You know, it's just amazing that this is happening, but yet the person they protest against is, you know, one, you know, the presidency. So I really don't understand that how so many people are, maybe they didn't vote, maybe they thought they didn't have to vote. So, you know, I'm just assuming on what might have happened because a lot of people I've seen definitely are protesting and feeling upset about it, but yet it's not like the person just walked inside the position that they're in, you know. And I'm not on nobody's side. I'm not saying I'm with this person or I'm against that person. I'm just calling it for what it is. You know, if anybody else have their opinion on it or have their take, like you say, girls, call in and say your take and your opinion, because we definitely love to hear your thoughts on it, because I see thousands of people are out there protesting day and night. And is there actually an outcome to this? Is to protest, it's only going to hold up until they calm down? or is it something that's going to actually be done to the protest? That's a good question. I would love to know myself, because there's a lot of people that are definitely doing it, and obviously they feel that they can get something out of it on why they don't. I don't think you just, you know, they're going to just protest just to do it. But like I said, we definitely have to stick with a game plan or have a game plan put together. And definitely, I say health is one of the key factors. Definitely one of the key factors. As far as us being stressed, we definitely have to not be so stressed and try to be stress-free in what we're doing, so that way we can have more of a thinking brain, have more of a relaxed mind to know what to put out there, how to go about doing it, where it's more beneficial to us and whatever community and people around us. So definitely stress is one of the key factors that we have to overcome and be in control of. What I'll do is that if anybody definitely want to have any questions that they want to ask, I definitely will open the lines to those who will have any questions or any comments, so that way they can definitely express themselves and move forward. But I'm definitely, I'll take a quick commercial break before that.
Hey, you, human being. Yeah, you. Did you realize we were made from the earth, the actual soil? You couldn't have realized that, because if you would realize that, you wouldn't be putting chemicals on your skin, because it's like putting chemicals in a plant. What do you put on a plant? Water, some sunlight, and sometimes plant food, depending on how stubborn the plant is. Same thing with our skin, same thing with our hair. So check out my products, Shamika Body Hair and Face Butter Treats, on Facebook, and view the price list, the product list, the pictures, and place your order on my email at Shamika Robinson, the number one, at Outlook.com. Stop using chemicals. There is no such thing as eczema and all these ridiculous skin diseases that they're naming. It's called your body is responding to chemicals. So stop letting your body respond to chemicals and get nature involved with natural shea butters and cocoa butters and oils. Again, you were made from the earth, so stop fighting against your nature.
All right, again, if anyone definitely want to call in and say what they feel about what's going on, you definitely can call it at 914-803-4571. That's 914-803-4571. Or you can leave a comment inside the chat box, and we definitely will get back to you with that. I know a lot of people definitely are turning now towards the belief system, because they feel that, you know, the ending of the world or the ending of the time, you know, whatever you may want to say, it is near, and they feel that we all don't have long left. So getting closer to something that is more spiritual to them right now is very important. So I can understand that, you know, those who may not even have been interested decide to turn towards that situation, because they feel that something terrible have happened. And I'm not the one to judge, to say, hey, this and this and this and this going on, and I don't see it yet. I mean, of course, things were said that I mildly feel that should not have been said, but is this stuff actually going to happen? Is this stuff actually going to affect us on a level that we should not be affected on?
as this stuff that definitely was said is going to manifest itself. We definitely don't know. Because one thing we do know, one person will run the whole show. Like they say, one man is not an island unto himself. That's 100% true. So it takes a team effort for anything to happen. One person just can't do it. Being that said, that, you know, we definitely should be looking forward for, you know, better times. And, you know, we always expect something great to happen whenever a change occurs. You know, we don't definitely expect to go backwards. So, knowing that these protests has been going on and on and on ever since the day of the election have happened, you know, it just is amazing to me. And how something happened, how a person win a seat with so many people feel that it should not have happened. I mean, how did it happen? You know, that's a question I really would like to know. How did it happen when, after it happened, a lot of protests happens after it? You know, I've never seen it like that before. I've never seen it ever happen that way. So it's just something that I just wondered, that how did it happen like that? But in time, we definitely figure it out. You know, time definitely reveals everything. And we all know that things don't happen just out of the blue. Everything for a reason. And time definitely will show itself. That being said, we definitely gonna have to wait and see how it go for next year. Because next year, of course, is when the actual seat is going to be transferring of power. Until then, the same person is in the position that they're in. I'm going to let me see here. I'm looking for someone I want to play. I think we need to all right, we're going to get into how are we going to get in,